broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The only news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and we go places where the talk shows wish they could, but they can't, man.
Right.
And this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. A good evening to you, and welcome to this hour. You can put Pastor Renick on hold for just a second, bud. Thank you. Got the pastor there on online. We'll be talking to Pastor William Renick here in just a moment, and we'll be talking to him, as we say, about the epilogue or the aftermath of the rapture not happening on Saturday, specifically about Harold Camping, of whom Pastor Renick is a big admirer. First, I want to tell you about our website, philhendryshow.com, with a backstage pass to our website. And the backstage pass is like $6.95 a month. And guess what you get for that? You get thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archived Phil Hendry shows. This is the greatest radio you're ever going to hear in your life, as far as talk radio goes. I mean, that's what we think. That's our opinion. That's what we know. That's what it is. You're also going to get our daily podcast. You're also going to get free features like our classic Phil podcast. You're also going to get our news feed. You're also going to get our comment sections. You're going to get our video and our video archives, our daily webcast, which we're doing right now from the El Pacifico. And then you get a five-day video archive of that material. There's also other archive material, and it's all available at philhendryshow.com, so pick it up. 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, of course, is Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard with our News and Information Hour. But right now, I want to bring on the line somebody we haven't talked to in quite some time, and we appreciate him joining us, Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California. Pastor, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. I appreciate you having me on your program. God bless to everyone, and it's been a very momentous weekend, that's for sure, but I'm glad that you're well, and we all will. And we had a beautiful service yesterday, Phil. We're all happy that we're here, and we're all happy, of course, that God loves us, and God is the same as it's in his heaven.
Well, now, you know Reverend Harold Camping, right?
Yes, I know Harold Camping.
And did you have a show, I think?
Yes, back when we used to broker airtime or radio airtime, and I brokered a half an hour from him on Sunday. And I had Reverend Pastor William Renick God Hour.
And the God Hour, did you say?
Yeah. And we did a half hour of religious service on the radio. And I sold airtime on that. And so the way that works is that you pay for the airtime.
Right. It's brokered.
That's correct.
So you pay him for the airtime, and then you go out and you sell it.
That is correct, Bill. And that is how most of the religious programming was done then. I suspect that a lot of it's done the same way today.
Well, tell me about this man, Harold Camping, and you know that he made this prediction. He's a very big broadcast entity in his own right. Forget about whether he's a minister or not. This man owns some 200 radio stations and has the Family Radio International, which is his company. Tell me a little bit about him.
I think he's an exemplary man. I think he is a wonderful Christian minister, a wonderful witness of the Word of God. I think that Harold Camping is a great businessman, obviously, and I think that he's helped a lot of people with his business, with his ministry, as a human being. And I think that he, if anybody could stand before man and say that Jesus is going to alight here on earth on this day. And in this hour, I think if any man would qualify to do that, I think it'd be Harold Camping.
Would that be something you do, by the way, Reverend?
I don't engage in that. That's not my thing. You know, I think if you look at the call to the religious life, there's a great many of us. We all have our different strengths, you know, and different things that we're good at. That's not my thing. You know, I'm not gonna. Here comes the apocalypse. You know, my thing every Sunday.
Right.
I got people in my church every Sunday. You know. And every Sunday. And every Saturday. And every Monday and Tuesday. I'm witnessing to my people. And anybody else. You know, but I'm not going to stand there. Hi, I'm Reverend Pastor William Renick, I'm going to tell you that today the world is going to come to an end.
And did you believe him?
Yes, I believed him. Yes, I thought that man was illuminated. I thought the word of God speaking through him, you know. And I believed him to the point that I believe him. I don't believe any of that mess too much, but I have such respect for him that I told my wife, Claire, I said, I don't think if God comes, if the rapture comes, if in other words, I feel myself and you, Claire, and all of God's children, I feel myself suddenly saving heaven, I won't be surprised, you know.
But did you believe the Reverend Camping when he said that the rapture would occur?
I don't know, Phil. I would tell you I wasn't afraid. I felt that if he were right, he's right. But let me tell you something. Reverend Camping, or Harold Camping, said he believed the world was going to come to an end. And when he said that, I have enough faith in him to know that that man knows what he's talking about. Now, whether I wanted it to or not, it's neither here nor there. I believe that man believe what he's saying, and therefore I think it's very, very possible. And what happened to him now is this is a man that's been broken by this, and I think we need some Christian charity now. Harold Camping right now today is a man who is suffering from depression. This is a man who may need to have his spirit lifted. This is a man who may need to have truly the love of God's people to protect him, because this man has been brought low, and he has been stepped on and laughed at. He's been made an ass out of, you know.
And well, isn't that some of his...
Hold on. This man has been brought low. This man has been brought down. And I'm going to tell you something. I think this man has given his life to God.
Well,
life to God. And this man got in return from the Lord Almighty a man giving his whole life.
Well, Pastor,
I hear his whole life that he gave to God Almighty, and guess what he got in return? God laughs at him.
Right.
God laughed at him. And so, I love God. And I love God's people. But I will tell you, today, as much I love God, as much I love Jesus, I got a little bit less trust today in the Lord.
Now, well, that's a heavy thing to say.
Now, that don't mean I don't believe in God. No, it's not a heavy thing to say at all. It happens. So, you know, you say to God, okay, God, I'm going to give you everything I got. Everything I got. I'm laying it on you tonight. Tonight, I'm laying it on God. And if God turn around, and what does he do? Guess what? I don't think so. What am I supposed to say?
It was God's will.
Oh.
Well, isn't that what that is?
Yes, that's what that is. But just a little tiny bit of my faith in God Almighty has been eroded.
Pastor Renick, I've got to interrupt you, sir.
Yes.
That's a big thing for a man of the cloth to say.
No, it's not a big thing.
That's got to be a huge thing for you to say that because the rapture didn't occur on Saturday, you got a little bit less faith in God.
No. I said I don't trust him as much. No, I don't have faith in him. I said I don't trust him as much. I have faith in God. I have faith that God's gonna be God. Oh, I got faith that God's gonna be God. Don't worry about that. I got faith that God's gonna be God. What I don't have is as much of a courage to turn my back on God. See, there was a time in my life I turned my back on God. I don't mean turn my back on God like I wouldn't believe in him. I mean, hey, God, how you doing? I turn around and do something else while God's doing his thing, right? Now I got to look over my shoulder. And like, if you work and you ever wash dishes in the kitchen?
Have I ever washed dishes?
In a restaurant.
Yeah.
All right. You wash the dishes, you turn around, behind you is the busboy. Now, if you knew busboy like I knew busboy, sometimes what they do is light a cigarette, throw it in there, try to blow the whole thing to hell and gone. You know, they do everything else. You got to keep watching over your shoulder for that damn busboy. Well, that's the way I was with God, see?
No, but it doesn't matter how you say it. It doesn't matter how you position it. You're saying because the Harold Camping's prediction did not come true, that God somehow screwed with Harold Camping.
I did not say that at all, Phil.
Well, if you say that you have a little less faith in God, or you didn't say...
I didn't say faith. I said trust.
All right, you have a little less trust in God is to say the following thing. Harold Camping deserved to have his word come true.
No, God needed to keep faith with Harold Camping. That's what I'm saying. Harold Camping called it. Oh, yeah. He called it. God knew it. You knew it. I knew it. Jesus knew it. You, they all knew it. And guess what? At the last minute, in my opinion, God said, you know something? I think I'm going to mess this up. And why'd he do that? Does he hate Harold Camping? No, he don't hate Camping. God doesn't hate anybody. God loves everyone. But I believe at the last minute, God said, you know what? I need to do something different here. I got to change it up. Yeah, that's what I got to do. I got to bring in a relief pitcher. I've got to do something different in order to make my plan for the world to come true. Well, that may be fine, but guess what happened? Harold Camping today is a wreck of a man, depressed and feeling down and down in the dump. A man with no future, a man who feels as if he lied to people, a man who feels his work with God a whole lifetime don't amount to a hill of crap. Excuse my language.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard any preacher say.
What is?
What you just said. Everything you just said.
I just gave you my sermon on Sunday, and you give me back, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Wow. I gotta laugh at that.
If you lay that sermon out on Sunday, I'm telling you that to say God, that you have less faith in God, less trust in God, and that God changed it up at the last minute on Harold Camping, I don't think anybody's going to buy into that. I think what people are saying...
Well, I know what people are saying.
Well, then you know they're saying that Harold Camping is a fraud and a fake. Harold Camping is full of garbage. Harold Camping doesn't know his rear end from 40 cents a week. And Harold Camping ought to just shut up. You know?
Yeah, I know that's what people say. That's what they all say about God's people. That's what they all say about God's people. You don't think that's new and different, do you? You don't think that's new and different, do you? Everybody that speaks on behalf of God, they all tell me how to shut up. Everybody that speaks on behalf of God, they're always saying, the man ought to shut his mouth. The man ought to go away. Don't talk about God. Don't talk that Jesus stuff of me. I don't want to hear that. That's what they all say. That's what they all say. That's nothing unusual, Phil. So they said about Harold Camping, that's not unusual.
All right, hold on. Pastor William Renick is joining us here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. As we do a little bit of a postscript here on Harold Camping, who I am told on Sunday after the rapture failed, as he predicted, Camping was, quote, mystified, a little bewildered, according to an associate preacher who was talking to ABC News. Tom Evans of Family Radio International, on Sunday, he said that Camping's wife told him her husband was at their home and had no intention to speak or issue any statement for at least 2 days. So, obviously... and so what we're doing is a postmortem, and there you heard Pastor William Renick saying that he believed Harold Camping's word was good. He believed that the world would encounter some rapture on Saturday of some kind, and when it didn't happen, he has less trust in God. Never heard a Christian minister say that. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL.
Well,
that's 877-876-7445.
It's funny, I'm talking with Pastor William Renick here this evening about Harold Camping and his predictions of the rapture not coming true on Saturday. I understand that Reverend Camping is now saying that the judgment has taken place and that the actual rapture will happen on the 21st of October.
Yes, I've heard those statements. and I am checking that against my Bible. I know that Reverend Camping has done a great deal of study on this. He has also utilized the equation from the flood, the 7,000 years from the flood. But I will leave this to Reverend Camping, because as I said to you, Phil, this is a part and parcel of Reverend Camping and the great study he's done, and the great work he's done on behalf of the gospel. And I think that what's happened to this poor man, I think we all need to say, thank you, Reverend Camping, for at least keeping your eyes open.
Thank you, Reverend Camping, but God, I don't have as much trust in you.
I didn't say that to God, Phil. You asked me a question.
Well, that's what you're saying, isn't it?
You asked me a question, I gave you an honest answer. I said to you today, after everything that man has done, and God didn't call souls home on Saturday, I got some questions, yeah. I'm saying I don't have any faith in God. I'm sorry, but after everything that man done, I got a little less trust.
877-876-PHIL.
What's that supposed to mean? Because I know you...
I've never heard any preacher, you know...
Phil, I've never been a regular preacher. I'm a man. I will go anywhere. I'll do anything to save souls. See, it's all about saving souls. You know that? It's not about putting on a big show. It's not about putting on a crystal cathedral and all of this. And then I'm not common. It's not about any of that. It's about saving souls.
Well,
saving souls! You understand that, right?
I understand that.
That's what it's about.
877-876-7445. Let's go to a phone call. Steve, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Rennick.
I want to ask Pastor William, how in the world can you put faith in Camping when it's so clear that he's contradicting Scripture itself?
I don't know that he is contradicting Scripture. When you talk, I know you're talking about Matthew. We said that no man, including the Son of God, will know the time or the place. I don't know he's contradicting Scripture. I think he is in his way, prophesying. And God tells us that he will speak to us through many and in many ways. So I don't know how you can discount that, you see.
Well, it's quite simple.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy to discount that. I mean,
this is biblical. I'm trying to say it's biblical. That a man can speak. It's biblical that a man can speak prophecy.
Yeah, prophecy, right.
I know my Bible. You can't blow off the Bible by going, yeah, right. You're going to have to come better than that. You can tell me what I don't know, but so far you haven't told me what you know. All you do is come on here and kick a lot of hot air. So why don't you tell me what you know?
I know that no one has interpreted the Scriptures in real time when it comes to prophetic things. Nobody recognized Jesus for what he was. Nobody recognizes prophecy in real time. That's part of the Scripture. Prophecy is only seen.
No one recognized Jesus for what he was. No one recognized in real time. You know something, son? Go back to gaming, okay? Quit playing these radio station games. Go back to your video game.
Go back to my video.
Anyway, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Here is Derek on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Derek.
Yes, how are you doing, Phil?
That guy's the most boring guy I've talked to in weeks, and he had nothing to say.
All right, but I mean, neither did you.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. All you were saying to him is go back to your video game.
I told him about prophecy.
Well, whatever. So who do we got here? Derek, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, how you doing? Thanks for having me. This call, you better follow Ethan Reverend. But Wes, you got to realize, no man can predict when the end of the world.
Well, let's go to Daniel. Daniel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Reverend, I tried to make a point that I don't think you quite grasp, because Jesus in his sermon said that no man will know when my Father will come.
I know that, and I said that to that man. I said that to
that
man.
You just said that. You just counted
the
prophecy.
And that's the only biblical quote that came out of that conversation. Of that fool never said anything after that.
And that's right. And you went some kind of wild pageant. And
no, he's talking about real time. He don't know real time.
Real,
he wouldn't know real
was
time.
Real clear.
All right.
No man, not God the Son, not God. God.
Yeah, I know that.
Holy
I already
Ghost
quoted
knows.
That.
Only
yeah,
God
I
the Father
that.
Knows the time that he will stand back.
I already said that. I already said that.
So why are you saying somebody can prophesy it?
Anyway.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here on with Pastor William Renick, and we're talking here about Harold Camping and what happened after the rapture, or what it didn't happen, the rapture didn't happen. Now, you've heard people here talking, Reverend Renick, about the quote from the Bible, right?
Right.
And you've been hearing them talking about the fact that no man can say this, no man can say that.
Yeah, that's the quote that everyone uses, and that's the only thing anybody knows. But what they don't know, and what they fail to recognize, that a man has been brought low, and that's Reverend Harold Camping. And these so-called Christians have no love in their heart for that man. And these so-called Christians have no kindness in their heart for that man. And these so-called Christians have no understanding of that man. A man who built religious radio station. A man that got 200 radio. I do. And as a result, I've decided to do something different. I'm not going to squat over Harold Camping and crap over top of that man. What I'm going to do is I'm going to feel sorry for that man. I'm going to feel bad for that man. I'm going to practice some Christian charity for that man. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to sit here and judge him. Because one other thing Jesus said, judge lest ye not be judged. Don't judge unless you don't want to be judged, you know.
And well, don't you know the quote?
Yes, I know. What do you mean, do I know the quote?
Do you know the line from the Bible? Judge lest ye not be judged.
No, that's not it at all. Don't judge lest ye not be judged.
Well, whatever it is, it means don't, judge other people.
Right, that's what it means, whatever it is. I'm the preacher. And I'm here to tell you, I don't need anybody telling me God said this, God. I know what God said. I'll tell you one other thing God said. God said, have faith in me. Now Harold Camping have faith in him, and guess what? God stuck it to him. That's the part that I don't trust.
You keep saying that you don't trust God. Same thing sounds to me like not having faith in God.
No, that ain't the same thing. Not at all.
877-876-PHIL. Harold Camping is the victim here. 877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Renick on the line with us. Here is Matt in Louisville, Kentucky. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, my comment is regarding the pastor there and his comment. And my point is that God, in his divine plan, for you to reduce his plan to this simple nothing in all its complexities, I feel that Harold Camping is a man, and a man is not going to know God's plan. And I think it's ludicrous.
Tell me that God don't talk to men?
I'm sorry?
God talk to men? God talks to men, don't he? He talked to Moses. He talked to Abraham. God talked to John the Baptist. God talks to men. See?
This is a man that's using human equations and human observations to predict a date, and then using this date as something to tell the world.
You got a dog in the car? It sounds like there's a dog barking in that car. Is there a dog? Is there God's dog in that car? Is there a dog in that car?
No, there's not a dog in the car.
Selling a dog?
No, it's just it's the nature of the cell phone. Go ahead, sir.
I thought it was a dog.
Yeah, go on, Matt.
I'm just going to tell you from experience, God is not that simple, and nor
experience.
And
from experience.
And
now you're saying you got.
No, he didn't.
To base your trust in God on the man, on man, is to me ludicrous.
Then you ain't read your Bible. You ain't read about Abraham, Jacob, Moses,
Bible,
Isaac. You ain't read about Jehoshaphat. You ain't read about Jeremiah. You ain't read about the walls of Jericho. You haven't read about Solomon. You ain't read about none of that mess. Because
you know that God
has talked to men down through the ages in the Bible. God always talks to men. God is known by men.
Apparently,
who come down from Mount Sinai? Who come down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments? Was that a man? Yes, it was
apparently,
a man.
The substance. You
delivered the Ten Commandments to the human race. You ought to listen to what I'm saying, son. God, a man delivered it. Oh, forget it.
Go ahead.
How can I listen to someone that bases the substance of what they say on pure assumptions?
What? I just said to you that God talks to men. It's in the Bible, and you're telling me that's assumption? I just said to you that Moses comes out from that planet with the Ten Commandments.
I am not disputing that God talks to man, but I am disputing that a man is still only a man.
Yeah.
And God's divine plan, and God, as he is every particle and every atom in the known world and universe, I promise you that God will not be that simple as to
giving a man a date
based off of an equation.
God bless you, son. And, you know, that's about the most simple-minded. That's so simple-minded.
Don't laugh at that, man. I think I know what Matt's saying. You can't take the end of the world and boil it down to a mathematical equation. If the Bible says that no man will know the time or the place or the date, that must mean there's no mathematical equation that can be used. And this guy camping using a mathematical equation.
All he said was 7,000 years from the flood.
That's still a mathematical equation, and by using that, he's going directly against the quote from the Bible, God's Word. Now, why would he do that? Why would a man who claims to be a Christian, a man who claims to preach the Word of God, a guy who calls himself a reverend, why would he do that?
I believe he did it, Phil, because God spoke to him, just like I try to tell this man here, but he don't want to know about it.
God spoke to him and said, this time we'll do a mathematical equation. All right, Matt, thanks for your call, sir. 877-877-876-PHIL. I don't understand. You heard what that young man said. You heard, and you kept talking over him.
That kid, he said that no man... Let me tell you something.
He said that God speaks to men, but he doesn't. God's not going to go back on his own word when he says that I'm not going to tell you the time or the place. All right?
Didn't God tell the prophets that he was going to send his son? Didn't God say that there'll be this and there'll be that, and then something else going to happen? Hey, let me tell you something. Didn't God say that there in Revelations, what's going to happen when the world ends? Didn't he say that?
He said all of that stuff in Revelations, but he didn't say when.
Well, you know something, Phil? I think what has happened here is very, very interesting. You got a lot of people, again, who at the expense of Harold Camping... They want to laugh and make that man look like a jackass. Seriously, they want to make that man look like a jackass. And they don't care what Harold Camping did for them. All them 200 radio stations putting all that Jesus music on, so on and so forth. They don't care anything about a good Christian man put together a broadcasting network. And
that guy made himself a lot of money, a very successful businessman. What are you trying to say? The stuff he did out of charity?
I ain't saying he done it out of charity. I'm trying to say that this man lived a holy life. And all he was trying to do was warn people. Is there something wrong with that? Is there something wrong with a man saying, hey, I think I know when a rapture's going to come. Get yourself ready. You know the people he probably turned to Jesus?
All right.
No. You ain't getting away so fast. Do you know the people he turned to Jesus?
I don't know.
No, you don't know, do you? But when he said the rapture coming on Saturday, how many people then gave themselves to Jesus because of that? How many people, how many souls were saved because he said the rapture coming on Saturday?
I have no idea.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm willing to bet thousands of souls are saved because they know the rapture coming. Now, nobody talking about that, are they? Now, what they're doing is they're making fun of the man, mocking him, calling him a jackass and a fool, saying he look all, he clowned, they're clowning him and stuff. And there he is sitting at the bridge. He saved souls with his prediction about the rapture, and all you and all your listeners do is clown the man. That's what you want to do, clown him. Well, I'm here to tell you that even God loves a clown. Everybody loves a clown, so why don't you? You know, Phil, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of scripture. Everybody loves a clown, so why don't you? They all laugh at the things that I say and do. Yes, I'm a clown, but I don't want to be. Why can't you see the other side of me?
That was a song by Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
How dare you?
That was a song by Gary Lewis and the Playboys. That was not in scripture.
You telling me, boy, I tell you, you're going to burn. That is a song by the Playboys. What'd you say?
I told you that that is not in scripture.
Yes, I'm a clown, but I don't want to be.
That ain't in scripture. That's a song.
You know something is so bad that you, I guess you don't care. You don't care how hot it's going to get, do you? Huh? You don't care? You get your bathing suit and everything?
Hold on for a minute. Is he aware of the fact?
I don't know.
Let's take a break. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as Pastor William Renick is saying, yeah, Harold Camping, was wrong about predicting the rapture, but how many souls were saved? How many people were saved as a result of him predicting a date for the rapture? People getting themselves ready. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry here with Pastor William Rennick. What did Harold Camping say?
Reverend Camping said, God did bring judgment on the world on Saturday, but there will not be any terrible buildup in the end. When it comes, it's going to happen quickly. See, the end days is here now. Now, we have to be looking at all this a little bit more spiritual, but it won't be spiritual on the 21st because the Bible clearly teaches that then the world is going to be destroyed altogether. Now, Phil... I want to get a set.
Well, let me get him another phone call here.
All right, because I got a couple more things I want to say.
Yeah, but so far you have not convinced me. I don't think you've convinced a lot of people here that Reverend Camping, regardless of what the Bible may say, that Reverend Camping should be given any more credibility. Here is Russell in Raleigh, North Carolina. Russell, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Reverend Pastor William Rennick. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Phil. Hey, I want to talk to this Rennick fellow because this camping guy, you know, let me tell you something. He took in a whole lot of money on the premise that the world was coming to an end. Is he going to return that money?
Why?
Well, I don't know. Tell me that, Mr. Rennick. Is he going to return that
money? What money? What money?
He took in a lot of money.
What? But you don't know, you
people into this whole... No, he
you
said...
You don't know how much money he took in.
He took in a lot of money. You know, he's a false prophet. He's a false prophet. And he's going to burn in hell.
You can say that, but you don't even know what you're talking about. You don't know how much money he took in, how he took it in, where he took it in. You can't answer any questions. You're just a dummy.
No, you're just a dummy.
You a dummy, ain't you?
A lot of money from people who thought the world was coming to
an end. All right, okay, fine. So he took in a lot of money, and you don't believe he took in a lot of money.
Is he going to return the money?
Hey, Russell, be quiet. Okay, what do you have to say, Reverend Rennick?
This dumbass doesn't know how much money it took in, so no, he ain't going to return nothing.
All right, don't call him a dumbass, all right? I'm just trying to hear people.
Well, that's what this guy is, a dumbass.
Well, Phil.
You get my answer there, Russell? You get my answer, right? He ain't going to return nothing because you don't know how much he took in.
Well, I'm trying to show respect to you, sir, and you're not...
You ain't showing me no respect. You ain't showing me no respect. All you saying is a bunch of hot air, blah, 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 blah. I asked you a question, and you ain't got no proof he took any money in at all. And see, there you go again. There you go again. He took in money. He took in money.
Why don't you shut up and let the man talk?
Thank you, Phil.
I want to hear that song.
Listen, thank you, Phil. Listen, let me tell you something. The guy took in a whole lot of money from a whole lot of old people, sick people, and fools.
You don't know that.
The world is coming to an end. Is he going to return the money?
No, because he didn't take any in.
Oh, get out of here. Come on, thank you.
Yeah,
Phil.
See, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
All right, thank you very much, sir. Thank you. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm actually sorry we took that call because he didn't have anything to say either. 877-876. What is that?
This is from my church on Sunday. Get it? If you can't get no better phone calls up there, I'm going to say. What Jesus wants.
Will you turn that down, please?
Hey, turn it up in there. That's for a church on Sunday.
That's 877-876-7445. But by the way, we also have the song Everybody Loves a Clown by Gary Lewis and the Playboys, too. Here is Aaron in Phoenix. Go ahead, sir.
First of all, Phil, I want to say hi to you. Secondly, I just want to address your guest. First of all, it seems to me like he's putting a lot of praise and a lot of things.
Turn the music off, please.
On the pastor of this pastor with this prediction.
Yeah, of course. He believes in God and he's a man of God. Why can't I praise him for being a man of God?
Okay, that's fine. But see, what you do is you filibuster. You steal all your stuff and everything. You don't give anyone a chance to speak. And what I'm trying to tell you is this: it seems to me like you put a lot of recognition into this creature instead of God. All these words and everything that you're saying is totally off base. And you
what?
And then for you to say that you listen for you to say that you lose trust in God because of what some man prophesied. And first of all, this is not even a prophesy because nothing he said came true. Isn't the definition of prophecy is something that's going to come to pass? He definitely, nothing he said.
He recalibrated the date. He recalibrated the date. It's October 21st now. See, that's the part he got wrong. He's got it right now, October 21st. And let me see if I could. Why can't you give the man credit of at least being a man of God?
Here we go. You're filibustering. I just asked a question.
All right.
Okay, well,
but I just asked a question.
I'll ask you a question if you just let me say this. First of all, when October 21st comes along, he's going to sit around and the same thing's going to happen. That's number one. And number two is, I would never, ever, I'm glad I'm not a part of your flock because you are a lost sheep yourself. You need to find a real shepherd, and you can sit and read your Bible and say all these things and stuff like that, but you're totally off base, and so is this other pastor. That's all I have to say. And Phil, thank you.
Well, you may say that, you may think that, but I tell you, my friend, I am a man of God, and just because I stand up for a fellow preacher doesn't mean that I'm wrong.
Everybody
cutting this man loose, everybody stepping on him, that's not Christian.
I agree with you. I don't think that people should bash him from his being. I think they should pray for him. That's number one. But number two is, everything that you're saying and stuff like that, you're making people run away from the church. You're making them run away from God because you're making...
No, I'm not.
You are because you're a representative.
I'm saying
you're
good stuff. Listen to this. Brother, listen to this, please. Listen. Oh, happy day. Yeah. That was in my church on Sunday. You hear that?
That was what?
He was singing. Yeah.
You know what? That's funny you saying all that because that doesn't move me, you know? And what really moves me is honesty and being able to recognize when you're wrong and accept that. Go to God and pray. You know what? And I'm going to pray for you too because you need to pray and thank God for being able to be on this program and so everybody else can see how you are.
I do thank God. The only guy in front of that last dumbass, excuse my language, but I speak plainly.
Oh my God.
See that right there, dude. I didn't do nothing wrong.
But when you call people those type of names and stuff like that, how are you going to get somebody to come to you and worship God? And you're supposed to be a leader.
You know that. Brother, you know that man's a dumbass. He's just a dumbass, man.
What is this?
Everybody love a clown. Listen to this. Listen to this song, brother. This is Everybody Love a Clown, so why don't you?
Wow.
That's right. Look a little closer inside, because I'm dying. When you're a clown like me. Hit it.
Will you get out of here with that music, please?
Well, all I'm trying to say is that God moves in mysterious ways. Everybody says that, don't they?
All right, Pastor.
Don't everybody say that. Don't ignore me, boy.
Yes, everybody says that.
Everybody says God moves in mysterious ways, don't they?
Yes.
Then why can't God sing a song like...
Oh, man.
Yes, I'm a clown, but I don't want to be. Why can't you see the other side of me? You know what that is? I'm a clown with a broken heart. I'm Reverend Harold Camping.
Uh-huh. Phil Hendry Show, we'll see you later. I mean, we'll be back next hour with, well, you know, we'll be back next hour with our news and information hour.
Phil Hendry.